Welcome to Botches Off-Road. Join us as we talk about everything from gear reviews to trail stories, tent camping to rock landing, and all things to do with the outdoors. That's two episodes in a row, Mark.
Nice.
Two. I think I got it down. I'm not going to fuck it up.
For now.
All right. Now, first things first. Do you hear that beautiful crack? I think Mark might have me beat. All right. Gavin, your turn.
Oh.
Gavin's lame. All right, yeah. Mark, what you drinking? What you drinking today?
Some more of that Black Phillip.
Gotcha.
Black who?
Phillip.
I have a Sprite. It's the hardest thing in my house right now. Just kidding. There's definitely alcohol here, but like, I ain't feeling it.
Yeah, I was just saying,
you didn't want to mix up the mango habanero margarita mix?
No, I really don't.
I was very bummed that those are non-alcoholic and you have to mix it.
Dang. I had some Silk almond milk, dark chocolate, and it's really good. It pretty much just tastes like chocolate milk, and that's it. So, it doesn't even taste like dark chocolate.
It's really bad for you. Fun facts.
What is?
Almond milk.
Well, tell that to the dairy cows.
What?
Because.
But anyways,
we're lactose intolerant over here. And
I am also lactose intolerant. There's this wonderful thing called Lactaid.
It don't work.
Yeah. Oh yeah, it does.
Not for CM.
It doesn't. She's not using Lactaid, then. She's using that off-brand bullshit.
They're a different breed, these Ledesma intolerants.
I can show them the way.
Her sister will take Lactaid, and nothing but bad stuff happens after.
Well, then she's using the cheap Walmart bullshit.
You know?
Dude.
I'm telling you.
My doctor prescribed me this, industrial strength Lactaid, and that shit is fucking bomb.
Well, yeah, maybe prescription's different, but she's just using, like, the actual, whatever it's called, Lactaid.
Yeah, mine is, too. It's different. Mm. The stuff you get from, like, Walmart is junk. Anyways, off lactose intolerance, because it's a very downer subject. What are we doing? This is a half-hour episode. What'd you guys do? You know, it's been... You know that song, The Gang is Back in Town?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we've podcasted together in, like, month and a half? Month? Somewhere in there?
Sounds about right.
Maybe.
Like, guys, shit's been going on, and it's been going.
Mm-hmm.
So, let's see... Last weekend, we put shocks on the 4Runner because we blew them out at coming home from Benji's thing.
That's what happens when you put two gears and two or three heavy set people in there in one vehicle.
We were four larger people in one third gen 4Runner with enough gear for all of us to camp comfortably. Not just camp, right? Because we could have got like a shitty tent that was way lighter, and all of us could have camped. Not comfortably, yeah. Just camped.
Yep.
But, no, it, she did it, though. What was it, 1,400 miles, something like that?
Yeah, give or take.
Yep, it was a hike, but I got 17 miles to the gallon, can't bitch. No. But yeah, so we put some Fox shocks on the back, and I'll tell you, dude, I went and did a recovery, guys. That was fun. I went and did that recovery, and it was like the day after we put those shocks on, and it just ate everything. Like I was just bombing down trails, just absorbing it all, and then all of a sudden I felt as both rear tires slam into the body of the 4Runner. And I'm like, huh, I need bump stops.
Whoops.
So, but it was good. I got him out. It just took a winch and soft shackle and a D-ring, and boom, he was out of that hole. Mark knows that hole well. Mark's nemesis is a dirty bitch.
So which one is it? Is it the big one or the one where I thought I had a clearance and I got caught up on my bumper?
The big one. He was going the other direction. So he didn't make it through the one that just drops off.
Gotcha.
And he's like, you should come from this direction so you're coming at me and you can pull me through and I can finish the trail. And I'm like, dude, if you got stuck in that first hole, you're going to get stuck as soon as I pull you out.
Yeah.
And so I came up behind him, pulled him out, and he's like, I just don't see any other mud holes as I'm looking at the ledge for the next mud hole. And I'm like, here, come here. And we walk over there. Sure enough, there's a big old fucking hole there.
Yeah.
Yeah. For anyone who doesn't know, the trail, it's an easy trail for the most part. But at the very end of it, there's like a 90-degree turn. What does that look for, Gavin?
Oh, it must have been my internet because you froze.
Oh. At the very end of the trail, there's like a 90-degree turn, and as soon as you turn that turn, it's a swamp.
Yeah.
Literally. Like, the trail is inside of a swamp. It's not just we're saying a mud hole. No, it's...
No.
It's a swamp.
It is literally a... How do I want to say this? Enough land to drive across, but enough to flood over, like, constantly.
Yeah. So. Yeah, but he was right in there. I got him out. Followed him out. It was fun. The overhead lights on the 4Runner do me absolutely no good compared to my fog lights. And like, I've been playing with it. If I point them down, mm-hmm. just over the hood,
yeah,
the spotlight part reaches as far as my light bar.
Gotcha.
So it does me no good.
They're super cool, though.
Oh, yeah, they look sick.
Mm-hmm.
They have absolutely no purpose, but they look sick.
I mean, I imagine they'd help a little more if you could get the reflection off your roof or your hood a little bit, right?
I don't even know. I don't know that it's even... If I had different lights, it'd probably be better. Just, yeah, remember, I only paid $70 for these four lights.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a fair point.
They're just not bright. It's just how it goes.
You win some, you lose some.
So I think most people just mount those to their bumpers. They don't really put above the vehicle.
Oh, no. Those ones are definitely above your vehicle lights. That's how they're sold. Like, they're specific. Oh, I say, okay. Those are specifically overhead lighting.
Huh.
Gotcha.
What else did you guys do? Anything else fun?
Oh, we went wheeling with Beyond the Mitten.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
The Skidder Hill revenge trip that we never made it to Skidder Hill, so now we need a Skidder Hill revenge trip.
Why'd you never make it there?
So we got on the Flexi Ditch Trail, and every single tree was laying across the trail.
Yep. So we're just slowly knocking the trees up and out of the way. Probably get like 5 feet, and then there's another tree that had to get knocked up and over.
I wish you guys would have reminded me. I would have been there. I completely forgot. I was like, I knew that like the day or two before, I'm like, Alex would probably ask me if I'm going at least or something. And then
I did.
And yeah.
I did, like the day before.
And then the day of, don't even, nothing. But I was also in and out of it. I'm coming out of some sickness, so... Still a little clogged up here, but I'm coming out of it. I haven't really been doing a whole lot, though. Yeah, not really. I took everything out of the truck, plugged in my fridge in the house, so I have a spare fridge. And that's about it, really. I haven't, Sienna's dad's car broke down, you know, 3 weeks after he got a new engine put into it, so...
Mm-hmm.
She's been borrowing my truck, getting all the joy rides out of it, and I've just been sitting without no car, no way to go wheeling.
Yeah, Kaylinny got sick. I won't. She has epilepsy and had a seizure, so she can't drive for 6 months. So I get my car during the week again. It sucks that she can't drive, and you know I gotta bus her around. But at the same time, I get my car during the week again.
Yeah,
gotta find the upsides.
Yeah, for sure.
I got my diesel heater today.
The second one.
Yeah, well, this one is like not a permanent in place one. It's
no.
It's portable. It's weird. Like, so I'm looking at it, and it's in an enclosure, and then on the bottom it's got the two ports like a normal diesel heater, but I can't figure out where the intake hose is supposed to run to. I can kind of figure out the exhaust hose, but even that's kind of confusing. So I gotta play with it. But
say,
so
just turn it
it's
on.
Nice. Instructions.
It's nice. I mean, it's feels like quality.
Did you read the manual, or are you just not saying, ah, fuck it?
No, so I couldn't figure it out, so I read the manual, and the manual's like, you just connect the hoses. And I'm like, where do they go after that?
No picture examples?
No! It's, dude, it's bad.
Is one of the manual, is one of the like holes smaller than the other one?
No, I know which hole is which. I know which one's exhaust and which one's intake. The problem is that the enclosure only has one hole cut out, which is for the exhaust because it comes with a 90-degree elbow. So where's the intake go?
Maybe it's just in that enclosure.
But then there's no filter. I got to figure it out. I'll play with it some more. Okay. It's just weird.
I need
it's
pictures.
Really weird. Oh, yeah, you'll get... Literally, like, as I turned on the room for us to do this, and then there was a knock on the door. Like, I've had 5 minutes to look at this thing.
Oh, I have good news. I'm getting a Leatherman. Woo!
From who?
My wife. It's 3 years promised. I broke the other one that I've had. After, you know, 3 years, it's finally broken, and she's been telling me all this year, it hasn't actually been 3 years, but she's going to get me a new one, and they just released one. It's pretty nice, and it's got large scissors.
Yeah, that one looks pretty sick.
And she customized it, and she's...
Oh
yeah, I mean, I wanted to have the clip for the pocket clip. So she got me the pocket clip, got it in bronze because she knows what I like. Got topo on the knife part, which was cool. And I think she did some other stuff on there. And she got it in the black. So I'm excited about that.
So on that topic, so Roxxon, I love them. But they just released the stupidest fucking tool. It's a 6-in-1 foldable barbecue multi-tool.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's got a spatula. It's got some kind of fork thingy. And, like, you know, it's a multi-tool, but, like, barbecue? I'll send you the link.
So this like thing this is big? Fucking...
No, it's big. Like, it's a normal-sized multi-tool. It's big. Like, yeah, I'll send the link. We'll put it in the show notes. Send the link whatever. Over. Dude, this thing's stupid.
You see those every once in a while. Like, Tractor Supply's got one. It's a hammer, but then on the end, and then it's a Swiss, like, army knife on the handle of the hammer. And I'm like, that's junk.
Like, Roxxon's had one of those for a while, and I'm like, guys, come on. Like, and it looks like it's a pretty... It's not your typical, like, hammer Swiss Army knife bullshit one, but it's still pretty dumb.
Right. All right, let's see. Roxxon tool. Oh, Jesus.
Just the way you said, oh, Jesus, like, as it loaded.
At least it doubles as a tong.
Yeah, like, it is nice. It just... It's kind of dumb.
Wait, so they have two of them in this one picture? They have one with a knife, and then they have tongs. Oh, they slide apart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Like, it might be good. Knowing Roxxon, quality is top tier, but...
I'm interested. I'm interested to see. For $32, it can't be that good.
Dude, looking at the rest of their stuff, like, their quality is usually pretty spot on.
Right. I mean, and there's only one way to find out, right?
Watch it actually be really good.
Yeah, I mean, it's $30, dude.
Shit talking it.
And you could consolidate your tools for cooking at camp.
I mean, you got a decent-sized knife for the looks of it.
Yeah, it does. I like their 3-in-1 folding cutlery set, too. But for $18 a person, it's a hard sell.
Oh, yeah, there's their hammer multi-tool.
Yeah, it's fucking stupid.
Anybody who makes those, it's like, this is a gimmick that you give to your, like, great-grandson for Christmas that you have no idea what he likes.
And if I remember right, that's not even one of the modular ones. That one's not modular. But, like, you're looking at it, and it's definitely better quality than the average, like, hammer-built ones. But at the same time, it's like, guys, this is really dumb.
The 2-in-1 cutlery set, the knife and fork, is kind of funny. Like, it's intriguing because they look like a pocket knife, but it's like a fork.
I think I actually really like them.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the tools they've got that I want, but I don't want to spend the money on.
I mean, the price is not bad. It's not.
Okay, so they had the barbecue, just the spatula and the fork by itself, too.
Yeah, they do, but, like, that's not as funny as the other one.
I know.
Yeah, it's odd. Very odd. But, hey.
They
what? Okay, that's a deal, I guess.
What?
So, they have the original one that's separate, and then they have the new one, and then a knife, fork, and spoon for their barbecue and cutlery set.
Oh, like, yeah, I saw that.
$65.44.
They have come out with some cool stuff, though. Like, they just got a wire stripper implement for the multi-tool, so I'm probably going to pick that up. They have an office key, house key, and master lock key blank, so you can put a key on your multi-tool. But I want them to come out with a Toyota key, so I can put my Toyota key on my multi-tool.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, they're an interesting company for sure. And the price is very good, obviously, for whatever they're offering. So, honestly, this would be one of those things where... The Cyber Monday bestseller, $18 for a 3-in-1 cutlery set. I'd be interested, if I had $18, I'd buy that now, just to review it.
Yeah, I really like Roxxon. I'm more interested in their modular multi-tools, obviously.
Yeah.
But I think that they've made some really cool stuff other than that.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I like the Flex system. The Phantom system's interesting, but... It's not worth it to me because it doesn't. It's just not as modular. It's still modular, just not as good.
Yes, sir.
But yeah, so off multi tools because that's a topic I can be on forever because they're the greatest thing God ever gave us.
Not wrong.
Yeah, so it's. I'm trying to think of other stuff that's been going on. Really, there's not. It seems like a lot, but there's not.
We did winter camping.
Oh, yeah. We camped outside all night in the snow, and my tent is still drying from it.
Ooh.
Is that wet?
Well, it's actually dry. I just haven't put it away yet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's, I mean, other than that, you were warm, though, right?
Yeah. No, I stayed plenty warm in there.
Yeah, except for when his bedding was frozen for the second night.
Yeah, so my dumbass, I put the non-wool blanket on the top the first night, so then my breath got the top blanket all wet, and I think it was fleece, I don't remember. It got it all wet, and then it froze into, like, a solid plank.
Mm.
So, oh, I also forgot to open the vents on the swag. So it was like a worst case scenario for the blanket.
Oh, yeah. Let's see.
Yeah, our tents stayed fairly ventilated. Like I said, we had a little moisture up at the top, but other than that there's like nothing.
They have those two big permanent vents on them, which help a lot.
Yeah. And then the pass-through hole, depending on how the layer sits, usually is open, because I had two open ones, and I had to block it off with a pillow or my hoodie. Because, like, oh, I got cold air right in my face.
Yeah, that winter kit for that tent is pretty sick.
Oh, yeah.
Man. I'm pretty sure we're kind of wrapping it up. I think we're not doing anything else. I had a feeling before, but at this point, we don't have the diesel heater yet. We already took the stuff out of the truck, so I think camping wise, we're probably done for the year until spring. Yep. And then yeah,
we're pretty much just yard camping anyways.
Yeah. And then after, I'd like to get a diesel heater here a little bit after Christmas, because I'd like to do something in January.
Dude, that one I just got for, I think I paid $100. No, I didn't even pay $100. It was like $85.
You have 90, to link it to like me. That.
Oh, it's not that cheap anymore.
Well,
it was a Black Friday sale.
Still, yeah. I want to know which one you're using, because I want you to put it through the ringer for me.
I can send it to you. I think it's like only like $105. Like, it's still cheap.
I'd like to get that also, because we do lose power around here, and throw that in our living room where we have a pull-out bed and a fireplace, and run the exhaust out, and I could have heat in the house if our power went out. So
yeah, it's really a good looking unit. And this one has the app control, so you can use your phone. But it also comes with an extension, so you can run the thermostat in the house and have it turn off at certain temps.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah,
That's how I've got the one in the mule set up, too, so that it's always not ridiculously hot.
Yeah. No, that's cool. We're kind of getting to the point to where, like, everyone's getting these snowstorms, and it's a matter of time before we get hit too, and we start losing power, whether it's just an ice storm or whatever.
Dude, so, what are you talking about? We were getting hit with snowstorms.
Well, I mean, we were, but what did we get? Probably 8 inches? 10?
14?
Yeah. It was a blast driving through, that's for sure.
So we got 14 inches in a matter of 2 days.
Yep. Yeah. And up by Houghton, Calumet, they got 30 something.
Yeah, they got hammered up there.
They got hammered, and I was so jealous. Oh, they have there's pictures of it. Their walkways downtown, they have piles on either side away from the buildings that are just as tall as the people are. That's pretty dope.
Did you see what happened to Lake Erie there, Gavin?
Erie? No.
Yeah.
Dude, Erie disappeared.
Really?
Yeah.
Under snow?
The wind gust was good enough that it pushed like 20 miles worth of water away from the shoreline.
Holy shit, I didn't know that. I never heard about it. That's cool. Mother Nature, man. I just saw another video of one of the famous spots up there, Lake Superior, the beaches, where it hits I can't remember what it's called, but where Lake Superior hits like the rocks. I don't know, it's somewhere up on the coast. And, man, it's violent. It's gorgeous, though. I want to move up there so bad. Move up by CJ. I think CJ is the one up there. CJ and who's the other guy that drives the GTO? Really cool dude. I can't remember his name, but there's a couple cool dudes that live up there. It'd be really cool to stay up there and do some powder wheeling, man. That's some that's some deep ass snow.
Yeah, you kind of, after a certain time, you can't really go wheeling anymore, because then it's all snowmobile.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I was just seeing that too. It's cool seeing like Mackinac Island, like their actual roads for like tourists and like wagons and stuff. Certain parts in the winter, I don't remember when the dates are, but they open those up for snowmobiles. That's pretty cool.
I rode out to Mackinac Island 1 year, went across the ice, to the island, hung out at the bar, turned around, went back across the ice, came home.
It's cool, dude. I mean, it's so cool to be able to do that. Technically, you could do that to Beaver Island, too, but it's like 35 miles.
Yeah.
It's long.
It really isn't bad. It's just a matter of the ice being solid enough for that far.
Yeah, it's a solid, and the 1 year I remember it froze over, there were, like, big ice, like, mountains and shit like that. Lots of stuff to hit.
Well, yeah, we had the frozen waves.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, I hope we get those again this year. Those are so fucking cool.
Yeah, the ice caves. That was, what,
2014?
Ice caves are sweet. Yeah, I think it was, 2014 or 15. 14, I was on my last year's school, and we went out to the ice caves off of Beaver Island. And it's like, dude, that is so cool. It's like 13, 14 inches of ice. And
yeah, 14,
like dark blue, and they make these giant caves just the way they get frozen out. It's just so
cool. Yeah, we had those on Lake Michigan in 14.
Mm-hmm.
14 was the last year I was home.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, it's cool stuff, dude. I love winter. I have to actually get into some warmer gloves and socks.
Because
my feet, I was out talking to Alex today. I went over to his house so he could look at my truck a little bit. And just that couple minutes I was out there talking to him, it was like my feet were starting to freeze over. And it was not long. It was like we were out there for 5 minutes chatting. So
I will send you the absolute best bang for your buck winter glove you'll ever buy.
Is it the military?
Yeah, the.
Yeah, I was gonna say. Oh, hey, look at that! who
the army? The army flyer gloves. That's like all I wear. They're phenomenal, dude.
Let's see. Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll have to try some because I have some now and they do well, but once they get wet, they don't grip at all. They're like the rubber coated ones with the fleece inside. I wanted to get some heated ones, but really my feet are the issue. Feet get cold.
I found quick. I've got some heated insoles in my Temu cart, but I'm scared to buy them because I don't want my feet to catch fire.
Right. No, I was just talking to Sienna's dad because he said he found a heated vest and it was $17. And I'm like, dude, you're going to blow up. I was like, that's an incendiary device just waiting to happen.
But no, if you're looking for like, do they have these in sizes other than medium? They don't. The other thing that's really good is the M65 trigger finger mittens.
Mm-hmm.
Those are more like extreme cold weather. But for an extreme cold weather glove, you can pick them up for like $20. Like, yeah. They're really good.
Yeah, I'm going to have to look into these because I need a set of, I don't know what size I am. I think I'm like a large, extra large. I'm in between them. I can never find one that's like perfect.
You could always try mine on and then we'll have to figure out what size it is.
Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah, and here's the extreme cold weather ones. I can only find them on Amazon right now for $44, but still, for a really cold weather glove, that's not bad.
What the fuck?
Or mitten. These are mittens. I made
these look goofy as hell. That's funny. They look so goofy looking.
I've got a set of them somewhere.
That's funny. Yeah, man, cold weather's a coming. We just drove, I was on the way back to Leo, seeing his dad getting his loaner car. Finally, they had one for him. And it's a fucking Malibu, front wheel drive. and he came into the driveway and shoveled snow. And I was like, oh, shit. So he spent probably a good 30 minutes shoveling the entryway out, and I spent a good 30 minutes driving up and down the driveway, compacting it, which the kid had a blast. He was like, go, go, go. Yeah, he's having a blast. He loves it when we go driving. Alex drove the truck for a little bit, and the kid passed right out as soon as he drove, and as soon as we parked, we put it in park, and not even a second later, the kid woke up. Huh?
But he doesn't wake up angry. He wakes up happy.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a 50-50 right there sometimes. But I think, well, he was just concerned. Like, he looked over at you, and he's like, you're not my dad.
I'm two for two. I got in, and he had just woken up,
mm-hmm.
and he was happy as could be. And then he went to sleep, and he woke up happy as could be. So
yeah, I mean, he really likes trail driving. I've been telling him all day. I've been talking him up, saying, hey, we're going to go on a drive. We're going to go do some trails. And then just so happens, Leo got that call, so we ended up driving anyway. And then I had to go finish dinner and do this. So we didn't end up taking any trails, but hopefully we could maybe do something this weekend. Sunday.
Yeah.
If anybody's available.
Dude, I got to work all fucking weekend.
Well, damn it.
I'm going to the
Trans-Siberian.
I'm going to the orchestra. Yeah. Yes, thank you.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
Trans, I was like, yeah.
Yeah, I was trying to say it. I'm like, I'm not going to say it right at all.
Whoa, do you guys notice that when you move out of frame?
I knew about that. Oh, maybe. Not all
I think
time.
It's just you. We're
it's Mark, too.
Yeah, you're like, if anybody saw our videos right now, everybody's going back and forth in their seat trying to get the camera to move.
Yeah, the camera centers on your face. That's freaking wild. Anyways, that's about our 30 minutes now that we're being goofy and boring. So we will catch you guys later.
Later.